Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And there will be a congregational business meeting. It's our quarterly business meeting directly following this service. And so we do encourage you to attend to keep abreast of church finances and other business activities. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question of for whom did Christ die? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, we'll be featured a musical time of worship, and it's a hymns concert by our friends Charlotte and Dick House. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, June 12th at 7 p.m. here in the trailer conference room. And the ladies' Bible study is now canceled for the summer and will resume on September 10th. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. will feature the reading from the Book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalms 92 through 97 this Wednesday. Please refer to your church bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Also, I'd like to call to your attention one of the inserts in the bulletin, and it concerns the father and son breakfast. This is called the Champion of Breakfasts, and it reminds me of a cereal commercial when I was a kid. June 16th is the date. That's this coming Saturday. And so in order to qualify for the breakfast, you need to be a father or a son. So that's, and it will be at the, it will be at the Tomlinson household. And as usual, we expect that we'll have a great tasting breakfast. Another thing I'd like to draw your attention to, and that is there's an addition to the regular Sunday school classes, and that's a class for college students, or you don't necessarily have to be a college student, but for young people, for practical application of the scriptures. And our brother Albert Veloz will be leading that summer class. The scripture reading for the month is from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Thank you, brother. That donut was pretty rich, huh, brother? Good morning once again, folks, and it's definitely great to see you all here. We definitely hope that for you fathers and sons out here, we hope that you can make this breakfast that we'll have next Saturday. I know we're going to hear a great message from Brother Chaz Myers, and I know we'll definitely get a blessing from that. Once again, that hymn is 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Victorious, thy great name we bring.
Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 261, Trust and Obey. There's no other way to be happy but to trust in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 381, Is Your All on the Altar.
You please to remain standing for prayer. Many of you know, but I mention again, our beloved and my good friend, Dr. McCormack, is in the presence of our mighty God as this morning. I had the pleasure to hold hands, and he pulled me to his body, and he said goodbye and closed his eyes. Heavenly Father, David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I am glad that we are here this morning in the house of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die. Lord, I spent 32 years together with a master surgeon and a great man, and he shaped my life and I shaped his life. Dr. McCormick became the founder and the friend of our church together with his family and his beloved wife, Leo. You give him a long life and you flourish his life with a lot of blessings. I never forgot the day when we were after surgery in a room and he said, "Now I know Jesus." Lord, thank you for using me to enlighten the life of this great man, one of the brilliant surgeons that came in the 50s to the South County. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what he mean to our church and the thing that he did for our church in a marvelous way. We pray for those who are still sick, Helen Manning, Amperetto, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, and Camille McCormick, who perhaps need another surgery in her arm. Be with these people, comfort them, let them trust you for the healing power of the mighty God. We always remember the missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Marisa Perez in Malaga, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Foretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante, Maruja Rabines, Lord, that she is no longer a missionary, but she is the wife of Dante Rabines, who is in your presence, and she is sick, very sick, and we pray for your healing power. And then for Jose and Diane Avila. Also, Father, locally, we have the Informed Choice, Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. And just they invade the storage room of Fred, and they stole everything he had from the mission fields and records and so on. And we pray for comfort for him and for Carol. Thank you, Lord, that our church has become a family. We're not just a people who meet here, we're just a family. And so thank you that that dream of Dr. McCormick, Holcomb, Brother Sherwood, those who were with me, we dream that, Brother Russell, we dream to have a family who loves you, and we got it, and we thank you, Father. So now we also thank you for providing your people with income so that they can provide the church for their income to operate the facilities. So Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you so much. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second book of the Kings. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 447. We will be reading 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed into Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in here. And it fell on a day that he came here, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for having blessed us with the gift of faith, which caused us to believe every word written in the scriptures is your very word, and through which we have come to know you in the Lord Jesus Christ by the workings of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we know that when Jesus returns in great power and glory, to judge the living and the dead, he will raise up believers' glorified bodies to be with him forever. And so we thank you for accepting us in him when we first believed. While we are still in this world, help us to respond to this great salvation by returning this love through our obedience to your commands. Pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the message from the Bible, which are the words that bring life out of death. And so bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that if there be any that don't know you, we pray that they would believe the gospel and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you so much. And what is going to happen, many of you have mentioned to me the love, the hymns of the church, and that you really love our church because we have hymns that we sing in the morning. Well, these beautiful couple, Dick and Charlotte, they sing hymns. And I hope you are here tonight. Those who said that I love hymns, then we have you here tonight to listen. But I want to see the flavor, okay? You will have a flavor, and they will show you one of the hymns they sing.
Ancient of days, thou art worthy of praise, my one.